is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Through a lifetime of psychological conditioning, we develop our perceptual comfort zones, our cognitive fortresses, and we pitch the tent of our perceptual base camps within a particular view of reality, which for most will never change throughout the course of their lives. The systems in place in this world are designed to keep the consciousness locked within the narrow confines of belief, not in the expansive cognition of possibility. We are encouraged relentlessly to externalize, to find, well, pretty much everything the human spirit needs to thrive. Truth, happiness, love, acceptance are all to be sought outside of the self when all of those things should be sought within. But they never tell you that. Instead, we are trained to accept, to believe, to obey, and to allow the system to imprison our consciousness within cognitive chains of one form or another. The seekers of knowledge, psychological growth, or spiritual advancement are always the outsiders in any given society. The ones that bring a message of truth, well, we lock them away in gulags, we burn their books, we vilify them, we scorn and reject them, we nail them to crosses. Of course, society encourages us to imprison our minds within one of its psychological cages, but it is in our failure to examine and reevaluate the contents of our own psyches that we remain imprisoned. We enslave ourselves. On top of that, we demand that others conform their minds to the system, and thus we enslave them as well. Very rarely do we see the eternal essence within ourselves, let alone within others, and this is encouraged at every turn in this insane asylum. To push forward in cognitive advancement in a practical way requires a deep understanding of our inner schism, our great divide, our psychological split, and the willing act of reconciliation of the estranged aspects of the self. It is a lifetime of unlearning and deprogramming, a willful dismantling of what we think we are, what we think we know, and an intentional disassembling of our cognitive fortresses. It's a process, and it is not exactly easy or effortless. In fact, undoing a lifetime of psychological conditioning is the greatest challenge one can ever face. But until the individual makes the attempt to do this, they will always remain as a cognitive slave. The reconciliation of this inner split is the entrance into a more holistic level of consciousness, and that is true oneness. Never mind all of this New Age nonsense that has bastardized true spirituality, just like the religions of the world have done. The answers are within us, encoded into the very fabric of our core essence. The discovery of our true magnitude and potential is what the controllers of this world fear the most. If humanity became a self-actualized race of empowered beings, their game would be over in a heartbeat. I don't see that happening because the vast majority remain locked within the illusion, and it is there that they will stay, right to their very graves. There will be no mass shift in consciousness. Forget the collective. The prisoner must individually free oneself. This is a very grassroots and individual undertaking. We can share our knowledge and experiences, but I've found that having no emotional attachment to the outcome provides for a far more peaceful existence. Far better to work on healing one's own inner divide than worrying about if others get it or not. And remember, when you detach from the collective herd, you will be an outcast. Slaves don't seem to like it very much when other slaves free themselves. The crabs will tug and claw at you, attempting to pull you back into the bucket for your daring to be different, to be free, but eventually they will let go and simply write you off. I would ask, if someone is so put off by your advancement, your efforts to become self-actualized to the point that they want nothing to do with you, then did they ever really love you? How many can truly claim that their thoughts, opinions, ideas, or beliefs are their own? How many would dare to examine this as opposed to living life on autopilot? The control paradigm has provided us with all of the tools required to enslave ourselves. It begins when a child first starts to learn and develop. They are pushed through a system of indoctrination and molded to fit into reality as it is presented, and are rewarded for repeating what they have been told to accept as real or true, as critical thinking is shunned in favor of blind acceptance. We call this process education. It seems as if the vast majority, at least in the Western world, are perfectly happy with the work, eat, sleep cycle, with a bit of recreation time thrown in to provide a brief respite from their lives of slavery. They don't know the truth of the situation, and they don't want to know. They never ask the deep questions such as, what is life? What is reality? Why am I here? What may I become? Blind acceptance of things as they appear to be keeps the masses corralled, and most of us have no problem with this. If the slave is kept comfortable, then they are happy being a slave, and what's more, most will not even realize that they are in chains. This is the human condition. Eventually, all of our repressed inner trauma and darkness will present itself to us in the outside world. Life is a hall of mirrors. Most of us will not even acknowledge all of the dysfunction that is right out in the open. It's good to do this if eventually it leads to an internal examination of our own minds, our own thought processes. To heal the outer, we must heal the inner. We can never expect the outer to be in a state of balance and harmony if we are inwardly in a state of disarray. The vast majority are, but they just deny it. The results of this refusal to engage in this inner process are staring us in the face. Nothing is hidden anymore. Humanity, in its steadfast denial, its massive hubris, and unmitigated arrogance, is going to be forced to deal with the situation, and I don't think it will be much longer. We are staring our extinction in the face, and that is the bottom line, whether you like it or not. Nature will push us to evolve our consciousness, and if we refuse, it will simply remove us. As Carl Sagan once said, extinction is the rule, survival is the exception. I think the first step lies in the realization that we are not our thoughts, we are not our emotions, we are not our bodies, we are not our labels, our titles, we are not our egos. No. We are far much more than those superficial things that so many identify with and allow to define who they are. By clinging so rigidly onto these false constructs, we enslave ourselves. We are the essence, the spark of self-awareness that flows through all living things and connects us on the deepest levels. The ego acts as a veil to this understanding, or inner standing, if you like. I'm not suggesting that we should seek to destroy this aspect of ourselves, but simply to remove it from the driver's seat and allow it to function as it is meant to, in the capacity of a servant, not as the master. As long as we fail to initiate this process, we will remain as cognitive slaves.